With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours. But they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show, brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway. We reset the big topics. We give you the final say on them. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Quickly, the news of the day. Schedule releases in both the Major League Baseball and in the National Basketball Association. Eric Name put this out. The Milwaukee Bucks will have 34 nationally televised games if you count NBA TV. I know you don't like that, Stevie.
It doesn't matter.
So I'll only call it 24.
Sounds better if you say 34.
It does sound way better if I say 34. So take it as 34. That'll be for the year 2019-2020. They had 24 in 2018-2019. In 17-18, they had 16. And in 16-17, they had 9. They went from one TNT game to 4 to 8 to 10 this year, tied for the most in all of professional basketball. That's big time for the Milwaukee Bucks, and some Bucks fans seem to still be a little bit salty about it.
Thank you, Giannis. Thank you very much.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
It's fun having a player that's really, really good at basketball.
And Bucks fans are very salty. I don't understand what your problem is. There was a video on Twitter earlier of Giannis throwing down dunks and layups and everything in one of his FIFA games or whatever the case may be. I think you're playing Iran or whoever, right? Just put it on display. 40 seconds long. I retweeted it earlier in the show. I said, man, it's not a dream. He really does play for the Milwaukee Bucks, and we get to root for him or something like that, right? Man, people are angry and tweeting back. I wish it was a video of him actually making an outside jumper.
I wish it was a video of him doing something against. You know that was coming.
I thought it was going to be a bunch of positive reaction. No. I didn't think people were going to be negative about it.
Nope.
So if Aaron Rodgers walked up to a grade school or like a high school and just walked into a camp and just started throwing dimes, the kids. Yeah. Slot corner routes into the corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
People would be upset about it.
No, what's his weakness? What's Aaron Rodgers' weakness?
So if the coach was telling the kid to run a post and then he's like, no, you just run a fly, that would be what people would be upset about?
No. Come back. Run a corner. People want to see that. Come on. Where y'all been? Y'all know that. Come on. I would not expect people to get excited to see a guy 7 foot dunking a basketball.
I thought the response was going to be, man, Spark, I'm happy he's on our team, too. No, I can't believe we got him.
Amazing. I know this dude.
Stop playing for Greek and go shoot a million balls from the three-pointer and the elbow. Right. That's what they want to see. I want to see what you saw. I got excited, but I expected that slander to come.
Stupid.
I expected it. Right? Garrett, did you expect that? Because you say he want to get a jump shot?
He's got the high voice going and everything. He is fired.
Why are you screaming at people, man?
Because I'm shocked that Steve thought it was going to be all positive.
I did.
Yeah, I thought it would be rather positive, too.
I tell you what.
Tell me this.
If you just had a brand new baby like one of our colleagues, and you just released it, here's our baby, out of 100 people, how many people are going to say, it's so cute?
Probably 99, and then I'd be the one to say
it'd
that it's
ugly.
It'd
be one person say, move that ugly baby. People just
wait a minute.
Like
you say
that.
Ugly baby?
Man, that's what he said.
People are terrible
ugly
on the internet.
Ugly baby. That's what he said.
Yeah, there are ugly babies in the world.
No, people are gonna say it, so you expect it. So when you put something out, you ain't gonna look at all positive stuff. No, it doesn't work like that. So I don't even get angry at it no more. I get excited for me to see anytime Giannis doing anything positive. Duncan said, I'm just a pretty little freak thing, man, he said on his girlfriend. Let's get this. Because I got my
You got your freaks on?
Yeah.
So you got your freak ones on.
I got excited seeing that video, but guess what I said to myself?
What'd you say yourself?
Heck on the slander.
He can and be a freak on the court and on the shits. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you love that.
You know what I'm saying?
On the loop.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Were you surprised people were saying that about the jump shot?
What are they saying about the jump shot? Baby?
Tell Steve. Steve, say what they said again, Steve.
The video is him going crazy against Iran or whatever. Somebody, yeah. Duncan. Like 40 seconds of highlights of Giannis. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this is great. It's not a dream. We actually get to root for this guy on our team.
Right. Got
and people respond back. I'd be more impressed.
We're on national TV.
I'd be more impressed if he was taking jump shots and making them in this game. I'd be more impressed with this. I'd be more impressed with that. People just killing him.
Because here's why.
Steve almost had one.
Because here's why, Steve. Steve, here's why.
Surprised I don't have more of those.
What's his name? Scalabrine?
Brian Scalabrine, yes.
And, Boston guy.
And now here's why.
Also Chicago Bull.
Because here's why. Let me get it to you. Because folks saw what happened against Toronto.
They got to let that go, man.
They can't let it go.
You got to move on at some point, dude.
No. Here's why you can't let it go. Because they know, and as much like Scalabrine said, that's it. Reason why he's picking Philly is because he thinks that they have better talent.
He said they have a better starting lineup.
Yeah, but better talent. That's right. So he's saying basically Middleton, Bledsoe. I mean,
but he
good.
Did throw in the disclaimer that the Bucks probably have the better bench.
He did.
Deeper bench.
Yeah, kind of gave us one.
Man, I'll tell you.
But when you last saw Giannis, he wouldn't get into the cup.
And last time I saw Joel Embiid, he was crying.
Yeah,
off the floor.
Right,
they didn't even
exactly.
Make it to the final.
Mm-hmm. Point well taken.
Sure, Billy. No, I get what you're saying.
Point well taken. So,
and last time I saw Ben Simmons, he was walking around with a Kardashian.
Well, hey,
give
hey,
me
hey,
the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hey. What's wrong with having a girl with $1 billion?
That's an absolute nightmare.
Hey. Like and he signed a max deal. He doing. He winning.
If Giannis was with a Kardashian, then you would I would understand the slander.
Well, that's Kendall, though. It's a difference.
Yeah, she ain't really
a Jenner.
Kardashian.
A Jenner.
She might be worse.
Stop it.
Kylie and Kendall?
Hey, man.
Girls are crazy, too.
Wait a minute.
Stop it. If that's crazy, I want them to be my daughters.
Wait a minute.
Them girls
are still crazy.
Leroy, I like your daughters, though.
I know. I just wish they had $1 billion.
Just don't change up on them.
Well, just keep them, Leroy.
You asked earlier in the show, Gary, about where the Bucks ranked in terms of national televised games across the NBA. They're sixth. They'll be second in the Eastern Conference.
Behind who?
They have 34. The 76ers have 36.
That's okay, then. I'm good.
Philadelphia has two more ABC games. Bucks have one more TNT game, one more.
But they could, Steve, am I right or wrong about this? Now, they could always pick up a game or two if they're playing good, can't they? Like flex games like NFL?
They don't flex as much,
but they do change.
They do. A lot of times it's the NBA TV games that get moved more so than TNT. But, yeah, they will move ESPN from time to time as well. Yeah, once you get into, like, March and April, they'll start moving games and times around a little bit if there's a matchup that's better than maybe a team that lost their superstar and now they're trash for the rest of the year.
Like the Lakers were last year.
Right.
I don't know why you had to say that, but my thing is this.
Not like an understand.
Everybody wants to see 34, okay?
Sure.
It's been proven. People want to see Giannis. So, if he's in that blue, I think they blue and white, ain't they, Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't care what he's doing. I want to see it. It's just great branding for me. So, all those people that say all that, hey, man, I don't even read that. I skip over it. But Steve has to read it because it's part of his job. Because people want to know we read the good and the bad. They do. That's why people like our show. We don't just read the good. We read the good and the bad to level it out. Then we react
level
to it.
Level it out.
They don't bother me.
What I love is when we talk about Rodgers and LaFleur, we're garbage, we're too negative, we're trying to stir the pot. I tweet the Giannis video, and they're slamming Giannis. But that's okay. But if you go after 12, then you're being way too negative. Now, come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you tell me.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Like, who's the more likable character?
I mean, if you're blasting us.
Topic.
Right, you're blasting us for going after Rodgers because of the Peter King piece, not our piece. Peter King got LaFleur to talk about this whole audible fiasco. Right, we're negative. We're wrong on Rodgers. I put out a positive tweet about Giannis in a video, and you all turn it negative.
Who are you all?
They know who they are.
Yes.
They know who they are.
It's your class of you people.
But again, it's that whole Bucks Twitter thing we always talk about. It is the most negative Twitter.
It could be tough love, too, because for so many years they've been losing. I get it. So I'm willing to give them a little space. But you got to see your guy and feel good about it.
And be happy about it.
Right? You could criticize him after the Raptors series and go, boy, he needs a jump or whatever. That's fine with that.
Yeah, we all said that, but you still love him.
We're months removed from that.
See, now wait a minute. You hold more grudges than anybody. I thought for sure, not me. I don't hold grudges. So, I can understand.
I do.
I'm okay with holding the grudge, but I'm saying when he's overseas, he needs our support. When he come back, y'all can save all that slander, because you're going to say the same thing. Just be happy. Anytime you see number 34, that's this city. He repping this city. And I know y'all people thinking about a Supermax. He going to sign the Supermax. He's the only team that can pay him.
Dialed in, yeah. Just like I'm getting that radio Supermax next year. Pretty much
we don't have one, cuz.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane here on the Wendy's Big Show. Got it dialed in, too?
Yeah, there it is over there, that cake.
Got some Robert Specialties meats.
Yeah. Well, you can get an F-150.
What?
Tell him, Steve.
What else can you get? You look like you're in a meat coma right now.
I got some. Steve, tell him you got some Robert Specialties meats. Steve,
hey, man. Is he sweating?
Ribs on his fingers.
Yeah, man. That's your Supermax.
Also, the real Supermax is what Leroy Butler's been driving around in from Uptown
Motors. Get you some of that Beaufort.
Not while he's driving my
F-150. Not when I'm driving your 150.
No. But we
can't do it.
But he sure gets some of them wings, though, Steve, while he's eating them, you know, and driving the car.
Well, you got to come to our golf tournament.
What are you talking about, dude?
You got you some Robert Specialties meats. You got you some Robert Specialties meats. Right there, yo, is that F-150 Leroy? What you got?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about when I finish with my morning show? Grab one of those. I grab one of those cherry wood smoked bacon.
Yes.
Just grab some of that. Put it right in the cigarette lighter and just fire it out. Just cook it one bite at a time.
Yeah, man. Leroy, kind of, what you got there?
When y'all come to our golf tournament, you're going to see what's Leroy Butler driving. Because people like to know. What is our golf tournament, by the way?
Yeah, September 25th.
Where is that?
That's a Wednesday. I want that thing
it's
to be
at Western
sold out,
Lakes Golf Club
September
in Pewaukee.
Yeah. Is that a Monday?
A Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, okay.
You can join us. Yeah. Go book it right now. 1057fmthefan.com.
And shout out to all my radio.com people that sometimes can't listen until then. You know, Albuquerque and New York. I love you guys. I appreciate it. But wherever you are, it doesn't matter. We appreciate you guys listening. But for me right now, it's about the F-150, America's best-selling truck for a long time, guys. I'm telling you, if you live here locally, Uptown Ford is the way to go. That's where I go. Highway 100, right by Mayfair Mall. You cannot miss these guys, Uptown Motors. Now, the crew cab has tons of space for your family or your gear. Or, as me and Gary would say, gear. But for your gear. Now, here's the thing that I like about it.
What you like about
24 mpg. You think about these big trucks, how much, you know, gas is pretty decent. I got gas the other day with my fresh personal pick and save.
Yeah, you saved like 80 cents.
Yes.
per gallon.
$1.59. I'm so happy.
Hey, don't you got to submit that to like a computer or something like that?
Yeah, your phone number, fool.
Sign up on
this guy, man.
Like
listen, get out my read. It can pull over 12,000.
You want me to turn his mic off?
No, I like it. It's
okay.
Funny. It can pull over 12,000 pounds. Now, you think about that. Some of these other pickups, because some people do ask me, what's the difference between F-150 and some of these other trucks, these pickup trucks? The difference is not only style, but how much can it tow? Up to 12,000 pounds. That is very significant. Now, here's what I like to do. I like to do a lot of cross promotion.
If you buy
F-150 from Uptown Motors, okay, you will get the Leap commemorative watch. Now, think about that. Now, we got that with Dean Murray over here at the Jewelry Center.
Straight up, yeah.
Now, if you purchase an F-150, just tell them Leroy Butler sent you, okay? Tell them Leroy Butler sent you, and you're going to get a watch, okay? And you can put it on. And matter of fact, when you receive it, I'm going to come over, and when you sign the papers for your F-150, you get your watch, and I'm going to take a picture with you.
Hold on.
And it's going to be amazing.
What?
Yeah, I can't wait for it.
Hold on. I want
a commemorative Leap 36 F-150 in green and gold colors with your name.
John, you hear this, John
the
Pittler.
Whole deal. Leather seating, the whole deal, right? The big G logos.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and have there only be one.
Yeah.
And then figure out a way to have
like
my pops,
I can't make no money if it's just one,
like my pops has got the Monte Carlo with, like, the Dale Earnhardt, like,
yes,
seat.
Exactly.
Like, headbag thing. That's what I want. I want Leap just into the stands.
That's right. Well, I want all of that in a F-150. I mean,
like
your watch is nuts.
Think.
But
I like
so
this.
Go bigger.
So can I backtrack here? So if I buy one,
yeah, if you buy
you come and take a picture of me as I buy the car.
And you get to watch.
Do you understand what you're doing, man? You're going to be running all over the place.
Hey, man, I love fans.
How are we going to get you on the show?
The show is secondary. The fans are first. Without the fans, we're nobody. Go to UptownMotors.com.
Boss is in the building. I wouldn't have said that.
Today, get a test drive and tell them you want the F-150. That Leroy Butler sent me over here. Uptown Ford, what's going on? I want an F-150. The summer's almost over. We got it ready for the fall and the snow and all that. Don't wait. Let's get it now. UptownMotors.com.
414-799-1250. We actually are going to reset the topics on today's Wendy's Big Show next. 414-799-1250. Do you believe that the Green Bay Packers changing the plays? Maybe frustration? Peter King has it all in here next. Can it be a positive or negative for Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Give me another one.
Woo!
That was almost, that was a little Ric Flair-like. Ric Flair, that, I mean, that dude will cross absolute straight generations. He was on SummerSlam last night.
No.
I knew I was going to crowbar this into the conversation last night.
No.
You guys would like the Street Profits. You guys got to look them up. They were talking with your boy Ric Flair last night.
Yeah.
Wheeling, dealing, jet flying, limousine riding.
Almost dying a couple of times.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be honest, though. If anybody is defeating Father Time, it's Ric Flair, dude.
Well, pretty much.
Are you serious? That dude should have died like 40 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
God is good.
But I tell you who my boy is, though. The American Dream.
Dusty Rhodes.
Best interview ever. Nobody's. Maybe The Rock.
Did you see
The Rock.
You got Hulk Hogan got himself in trouble?
What?
What did he do, Steve?
You hear about this? Chicago.
It wasn't on videotape, was it?
Oh, yeah. Chicago. Nothing horrible. He got the Chicago PD in trouble, really.
Did
he? Was live, Facebook Live or whatever?
Facebook Live,
As the Chicago PD picked him up from the plane on the tarmac and drove him to his event from the tarmac through. And just, you know, loving Chicago PD. Thanks, man. Looking out for me.
Let me tell you this, brother. Chicago PD is fantastic.
Yeah, then.
That was not good. That's my bad. Sorry.
People above saw that and they were not happy too much with the Chicago PD for giving special treatment to Hulk Hogan like that.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. Good for the police.
It's the Hulkster.
You ever had that happen? You ever been picked up off a tarmac by a cop and then taken to an event?
I don't reveal anything like
that. I'm not asking you what cop. I'm not asking you what city. I'm just asking you have you ever
happened.
Don't let
him get you in trouble, Leroy. Don't do
the police.
Don't let him get you in trouble, Leroy.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't
see, I ain't got no good. So I love the police. Now, my wife, she got a nice little card to say she can light you up if you come in that house, but I'm not.
You know, I'm beginning to think. You know what?
What is he doing?
Your wife is pretty versatile. I'm beginning to think. She got good credit.
Versatile. That's a good way to put it.
Versatile. She got good credit. Everything in her name.
Gilbert got a carry a concealed thing card too. Whatever.
Blow you up. I like this.
Okay. All right. That's a heck of a way for 542.
Ed Sheeran and Khalid. Check that one out. Beautiful people. I like
that. Great tune. Great tune. That's old, though, Roy.
That's old.
Boy, that came out like 2 months ago, man.
What about Money in the Grave?
Yeah. No, that Gold Rose, I saw the Gold Rose. They premiered that like 2 months ago.
I like that, too.
Miami when I saw that.
But that's Drake, though. You don't like Drake.
I never said that. I told you Justin Timberlake is better than Drake. That's what I told you.
Please don't keep saying that. People don't think you don't know music.
No, you just
say you like Justin Timberlake.
You just keep believing that one boy is better than Justin Timberlake. Oh, you know his name.
Yeah.
He copyright infringing people now. What's his name, Steve?
The one his dad famous.
You know,
Robin Thicke.
Yeah, Robin Thicke. He gonna argue me about Robin Thicke and Justin Timberlake.
That record was bigger than anything Justin Timberlake ever did.
It wasn't even none of his came to find out.
Well, he paid for it.
Whatever.
Yeah, just pay
no,
folks.
You don't know about music, man.
Drake the best, though. You know that.
Justin Timberlake, cuz.
Child, ain't even Drake, close. Man, whatever. Drake can just pick a song and it's number one. Matter of fact, he did that. 17 songs he put out a long time ago is number one.
Give Khalid 2 years, he'll have just as many.
I like Khalid.
Khalid, he'll have just as many number one hits. Give him two more years.
You trying to basketball player play for UConn?
No, man.
No.
What are you talking about?
Okay. No, Khalid. I don't think Khalid actually has many.
Was it a UConn Steve basketball player?
That's not him. No,
Khalid Alamine.
Yeah, Khalid Alamine.
Short, little, stocky dude. Khalid point guard.
Yeah. Shoot that thing, too,
real
dude.
Cocky.
Yeah.
When was this? 1986?
No, that was the 90s.
I don't know.
I think it was the 90s.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary, you listen to this piece from Peter King's spot on Pro Football Talk earlier today and tell me if this is a positive or negative for the Green Bay Packers.
Is it at all intimidating for you coming from the position that you have to be, hey, I'm Aaron Rodgers' boss now?
Oh, what a question.
To be honest with you, I don't really look at it like that. You know, I look at it as...
What, Aaron Rodgers' co-worker or something?
Yeah, I think anytime, and I know it's different, you know, being the head football coach, but just from a play caller mentality and somebody that works closely with the quarterbacks, I've always viewed that relationship as more of a partnership because he plays the toughest position in all of sports, in my opinion, and you want to make sure that he's comfortable with everything you're doing so that there's that constant communication that's going on just to make sure that we're all on the same page and that he feels comfortable and confident in what we're doing, because I know if he's confident in what's going on, the other 10 guys in the huddle are going to be pretty confident.
Can I speak freely and tell the truth?
I'd love for you to, as a former Badger and Packer running back.
Yeah, not worry about if I'm going to get another tour or not.
Why are you looking at me?
Because that's what you just said 26 minutes ago.
I have no idea what I said 26 minutes ago. And I'm the only guy can say that.
I'm going to send that, air check that, and send it right to the NFL for the concussion case.
I don't even know what air check means. What are you talking about?
Gary, is this a positive or a negative for the
man, that's negative all day long. Who in their right mind think this is a positive? Come on, man.
Tell people I'm raising
Peter Leroy King, Butler is raising
Peter
his
King
hand.
Actually, Peter King actually just played the front part back again.
It can be a little condescending.
I tell you what he's done. He was playing.
Is it at all intimidating for you?
Stop.
Coming from the position that you have to be, hey, I'm Aaron Rodgers' boss now. To be honest with you, I don't really look at it like that. You know,
neither do I.
Look at it as
what, Aaron Rodgers' co-worker or something.
Yeah, I just
right there. So what? Your co-worker or something? You know, Peter King already. Peter King peeped his card, cuz. Peter King saw him squirming a little bit.
It ain't squirming.
Yeah, he was.
He's waiting.
Don't you think, is that what Peter King just did?
What's on the show?
I agree that Peter King or I believe that Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers are on good standing. So, I mean, I'm the weird one in the group.
Of course they're on good standing. I ain't saying they wouldn't.
So do you think Peter King got false information from somebody before he asked that question?
No, I think he asked it because he's been around the NFL for how long?
Absolutely.
And he understands that there's a lot of NFL quarterbacks that
he asked a question,
think they're bigger than life.
That a normal guy would ask that wants to know something. But it does come out to be a little condescending. You go ask me, am I basically scared of a player? I'm the head coach.
I'm the head coach.
Yeah, he got to work with me. I got to work with him. Leroy. They hired me.
Right, you've followed Peter King for most of his career,
I know,
right?
And he got a Hall of Fame vote, too, so that's right. Wrong. Treadley with this.
How many times can you remember him?
Well, does that mean you better agree with Peter King then?
How many times can you remember Peter King ever asking a coach about being afraid to work with a quarterback or being timid?
When he didn't know the answer.
Can you come think of another situation where he asked the coach about a quarterback?
But we don't know. We don't know.
Never.
You don't think he asked Mike McCarthy when he first came in?
No.
He was intimidated by working with Brett Favre?
No.
No, did not. No.
We don't know, but I'll go with you guys and say no. But I don't understand the point of it.
Because we would have talked about that.
Well, not if it didn't pertain to us.
If it was McCarthy, Barry Tosh asked, did he ask McCarthy the question about Favre? McCarthy got the job to work with Brett.
No, I get that. I'm saying if he did it somewhere else, we may not know that. But here locally, we would have known. But my thing is, it's a little condescending the way that Peter King put it, as if
of course
you're privileged to coach a guy like him, so let him do what he wants. So... he's trying to all shuck and jive to say, hey, man, okay, I don't look at it like that. What LaFleur has to do is to make it crystal clear there's no daylight between him and Aaron Rodgers. Once you think it's some daylight, people are going to always ask you these questions. So just be prepared for it and a little bit more media training on how do you handle it. But I would put this as a period, not three dots, because people are just going to keep asking about it. And I'm shocked that the marketing and, you know, the other people have not told him how to deal with these Aaron Rodgers questions. Actually, I'm a little glad that they're not telling him to be a robot. Be yourself. But I think it's a positive. I don't know where Gary looks. Gary's just a negative guy, though. I mean, if you take a poll.
No, I'm going to keep it 100.
You take a poll, who's the most negative on this show?
I'm going to tell you the truth.
He'd get more.
Yeah, I ain't worried about them inviting me to nothing.
Gary
they do,
is.
They do, they don't, they don't.
Gary is always hoping that I invite you over to drink in the boff with me, though, right?
Yeah. Give me some of that boff, cuz.
Gary's always trying to drink in the boff. And that means drinking a Beaufort-ing. A Beaufort-ing beer. It's 100% natural.
Invite me to right
here, made with three all-natural ingredients. I'm not inviting Leroy. I know he's not going to come. It has fresh spring water.
Hey, I did a Miller event. Finest barley. And I didn't drink.
And the
I mean,
choice
you can still
tops.
Invite me. I'll drive you home.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you cheering with in the picture then when you were holding that something? Was that
boy,
water?
That was my boy's, what, the first one? It was water.
They tweeted it out. They tweeted out
yeah,
a picture.
The first
you
one
cheering
was water.
Something?
I'm going to toast him for 100 seasons.
It was a water.
The next one, no, the next one, we did four bars. The next one, I had beers in my hand. It was my boy Chad's beer. I did the toast and Chad drank it for me.
Likely excuse.
Drink that.
Likely.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice. Always is yeah. good to have good friends drink all the booze
yeah,
for
you. Yeah,
you
can do toast or whatever. It's
I've
just
been that
about
friend.
The drink.
Nice I mean, thing is, growing. When Baby Tosh has a Beaufort-ing in his hand, he can drink it himself. He
yeah.
doesn't have to give it to anybody else.
Way more grown man than me.
No, you said we don't. I don't play with food.
You don't
I also don't
drinks.
Share very well. That's also a good one. There's no additives, no artificial flavors in Beaufort-ing, just beer made with a commitment to quality. You'll notice the difference of superior ingredients and the difference they make when you're enjoying the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple ale, or the perfectly balanced Bruin at 7.2 alcohol by volume. That's my personal favorite. And thanks to Beaufort-ing's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give us the full flavor with crisp, clean finish. You'll drink in the boff at places like Cafe Hollander this year. Also the fourth base. Maybe you're heading out to Miller Park tomorrow. See the Brewers take on the Twinkies and stop over at the No Matter Sport Club and drink in the boff there. Or if you want to drink in the boff in the comfort of your own home, maybe on the back patio with GE and a cigar, grab a six pack of Total Wine and More. Consumer beverage, Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly locations today, and drink in the boff and let me know when you're doing it at Bill Schmidt Radio. Use the hashtag Beaufort-ing Bill and go all natural. And drinking the boff this summer with Beaufort-ing beer. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan wrap things up and hear from one of our favorites next. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Couple minutes left. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. It is Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. We've been all over the road. We've just been swerving left and right.
People love the show.
But at 414-799-1250, we find one of our favorites. Mike's on the south side. He's up on The Fan. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Mike, what's up?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, did you get down and see that Crusher statue?
No, I have not seen the Crusher statue in South Milwaukee yet, have you?
I was at Crusher Fest, so I've seen it.
Oh, yep. Nice.
Yeah, I heard that was a mess, eh?
That was a lot of fun. I don't know if it was a mess, but we had a lot of fun.
It was a mess, Mike. What was a mess?
Well, he's a crybaby. Why are all statues pink, eh?
Because
let's
of...
see what they use.
Yeah, it's a lot of the copper that they use in statues, and they... You know, disintegrate over time.
Yeah.
You wanted to call us about statues, Mike?
No, he's all over the place.
You know I got a brewer comment and then Bucks.
All right, well, hit it up because the music's playing. We're getting out.
I know. The Bucks thing, those guys with the criticism, they couldn't hit 3 out of 50 jump shots.
Sure.
And I'm glad Hernan's back. You never know when we're going to be down 18 or more. We can get him a couple shutdowns. Friday. Come on, make my day.
All right, Mike, appreciate it, buddy.
Darnett Perez. You never Mike. Know when I'm 18 or more to get pitch a couple shutouts.
You really never do. You never know what you're gonna do to the pitch.
HP's my guy. HP's my guy.
Maybe that's why he had the big grin on. He's like, man, I'm just juiced up to pitch again. Seth Everett joined us. Thanks to him, Brian Scalabrini, and Ryan Wood. If you missed any of it, go to 1057FMTheFan.com. Click on Fan on Demand. Presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. Tomorrow, we got Mike Clemens. Wendy's Big Show starts at 2.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.